Oh, that's right. A little Lightning Wells here to light up the afternoon radio right here with you on WCRS. That was Shake 'Em On Down from his CD, Shake 'Em On Down. How you doing, Lightning Wells?
I'm doing well, Ann. How are you today?
I'm very good. You know, I was very impressed looking at your CD, the variety of the old songs that you've brought back.
That's what I do. I play old songs. Most of my repertoire is from the 1920s and 1930s from the last century.
And people still love it.
I do.
You do? Yeah, well, it's some good music. And it's what you really think of when you think of blues, original blues, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you get started in the blues?
When I first started playing guitar, I was doing folk music. I was about 15, 16, and they were rediscovering these old blues guys. And they'd recorded in the 1920s. So then, by the 1960s, they seemed like old men they dug up, and realizing now they're my age or younger. But they could still play, and it was exciting to a small group of us to find these old guys, and it got me to listen to the original recordings, the old scratchy ones from the 20s and stuff.
So, you know, where are you from?
I live in eastern North Carolina. I live between Raleigh and the beach.
What a terrible place to live. Raleigh's a great town, a great city, I guess you could say now. But we used to go to Raleigh a lot. And then, of course, the beach isn't that far away either. So how was playing last night? Last night you played at Cafe 312.
Mm-hmm. I was set up in the window in a nice little comfortable space there. And a nice, enjoyable evening. Met a few new people.
Absolutely. You know, I know you were on with us for just a few minutes when Gary was here yesterday afternoon. We were talking about Vanessa Collier. Did you get to see a little bit of her?
I did, and it's like when you're playing, it's kind of takes up all your time. By the time I had broken down and talking to everybody, it was time to go home. So tonight I'm planning to get out and see some other things. Yeah.
But you have some others that you are playing. Let's see, you're playing at the Buena Vista Cuban Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Neria, who she and her husband actually own the cafe, she used to work with us out in the jewelry store, Sharp uh-huh. Facets. Yeah.
Is she from Cuba?
She's not from Cuba.
Uh-huh.
No, she's actually, her husband is from Cuba.
Uh-huh.
She was born here in the States, I think, and she is, her parentage is a Mexican, uh-huh. Hispanic, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, I know you're looking forward to that. I know we want to get you to play some. What would you like to play for us?
I like to play old-time blues from this area, which is Piedmont blues. North Carolina had a strong position, tradition of Piedmont blues, especially the Durham, North Carolina area with Blind Boy Fuller right here. There was a big tradition of Piedmont blues from Lawrence. That was the home of Reverend Blind Gary Davis.
And that's like less than 30 miles
away. Yeah, so, had Pink Anderson from Spartanburg.
It's really amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is. So, what are you going to play?
I'm going to play one from Durham. This was a Blind Boy Fuller song called Walking My Troubles Away.
If only it was that easy.
Have you read the news? Got a guy left knocking them all. Walking blues, so I keep on walking, trying to walk my troubles away. But the sun is gonna shine in my back door someday. I Oh well, she used to be my sweet milk, but she's soured on me. We can't be together like we used to be, so I keep on walking, trying to walk my troubles away. But the sun is gonna shine in my back door someday. I got those bad luck blues, my bad luck time done come. Say bad luck for everybody, seem like I'm the only one, so I keep on walking, trying to walk my troubles away. But the sun is gonna shine in my back door someday. Coffee grounds in my coffee, the boll weevils in my meal. Tax in my shoes keep sticking me in my heel, but I keep on walking, trying to walk my troubles away. But the sun is gonna shine in my back door someday. Well, now, people, you've heard my story. This is all I gotta say. Maybe I'll find good luck in this old world someday. Till then, I keep on walking, trying to walk my troubles away. People, and I'm so glad that trouble don't last always.
Of one, but many listening.
I've been there before.
There you go. Well, I tell you what, you know, I love the old-time blues. I just do. And, you know, I understand you play a lot of different instruments besides. Mm-hmm. What do you play?
Ukulele, banjo, mandolin, harmonica. I brought the banjo with me.
Yeah, you brought the banjo?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to play the best?
Whatever instrument I'm into, the time I leave out of the case, which will make me pick it up more and play it.
Yeah.
Ukulele a lot because it's small and I can leave it there on the couch and pick it up and play it whenever. Ukulele a lot, then the banjo for the past year or so. I've left that out and been playing a lot on that.
What do you now? I know you like to play a lot of old music. Do you write music too, or are you more into playing and preserving the music?
I'm more into playing and preserving old music, but I have a very large repertoire. I think somebody has to do that. There's plenty of songwriters.
Yeah.
Not as many people doing that. I know hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs. Somebody said, I do thousands. I said, well, that's an awful lot. Maybe hundreds.
Well, you know, I was looking at some of your record titles, your CD titles, mm-hmm. Bullfrog Blues.
That was my first one. It's out of print now. I did that in 1995, I believe.
Yeah, okay. And then you says your sophomore effort was Ragtime Millionaire.
Ragtime Millionaire was all Piedmont blues. I did had a theme on that one. So then I teach a lot at these blues weeks, teach Piedmont blues. And that was such a popular CD, it went out of print. And somebody said, you need to get that back in print. So some people helped me a couple of years ago. We got it back available again.
I also understand that you work with, you have served as a Music Maker Relief Foundation, which assists elderly blues players and old-time musicians.
Mm-hmm. He was based out of North Carolina, and I was on the board of directors of that for 10 years. He had money, and he was helping people get CDs out and get them instruments. And
well, did you work with that?
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. You know, so many times, so many of the older musicians, they don't spend their golden years very well.
No, he'd help even with things like paying for their medical bills, paying for heating and things. Problem is, it's like he's been through a lot of them. It's like, you know, they get some gigs and stuff in their later years, and then they die. So then there's another batch.
Coming up.
Yep. Yeah.
So who do you teach? You said you educate. Who do you teach? Is it young people?
Well, starting next week. I'm going up to West Virginia, and there's two organizations that have like a blues week that people pay and sign up to go, and we spend the week teaching things. They can choose who they want to be their teacher, and we teach guitar and different blues instruments all week long, and then jam all night, and it's an awful lot of fun.
Well, I guess my question is there a particular age group? I mean, are you seeing young people into
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I am, more and more. I got to one in the West Coast in Washington State, and there's a 12-year-old young man that's a real good blues player. He's already done his first CD, and I'm real excited about a few young people that are like in their early 20s. There's a young black man from Watts originally. He's living in New York City right now, Jerron Paxton. He's a real wizard. He can play piano and banjo and guitar, and he's just amazing. He's only 26 or something. And a young lady from Sweden that really knocked me out, named Felicia Nelson. She goes by Shoutin' Red. She's only 24, and she's playing old country blues and singing real well.
You know, I think it's amazing, isn't it? You know, because I do a classic country music show, and I'm always amazed because we talk about the history, about the person and everything. Mm-hmm. We only pick out two or three artists every week.
Who'd you do this week?
I couldn't tell you. I can't remember. And I haven't worked on who I'm going to be talking about.
So you're like me.
Tonight.
It's like after the gig, says, well, what did you play? You played the song? Says, well, I don't know when it's over.
It's gone from my mind. But what I was going to say is it's always amazing to me the number of people that started young in radio. You know, they had a 15-minute show when they were 12, 13, 14 years of age. That always amazes me. And yet today, so many of them are discovered through YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just, when I look back at it, you know, and you look, wow, it's amazing they were discovered on YouTube. But then you look back at some of the old artists, and they were discovered on the radio when they were same type of age.
Well, it's funny, too, when you think about old age. This guy, Roy Buchbinder, says, how you doing, old-timer? And I said, well, I'm not an old-timer, you know. I was beside an older blues man. I said, he's an old-timer, I'm not. And he said, well, remember when they rediscovered Bucca White, he was only 55, and I said, wow, and I thought he was really old back then. I guess I am an old timer.
Yeah, it's all on our perspective,
that's
isn't
right.
It?
Yeah, that's
it's where
right.
You're at that time. Well, let's see. You are going to play Buena Vista Cuban Cafe this evening. I know you're looking forward to that. They serve great Cuban food. Tomorrow you are on the CenturyLink tent at, I don't know what time. Do you know what time?
3 or 4, I forget. 3 to 4, I believe.
3 to 4. And then tomorrow evening you'll be, you are on a gastronomical delight tour of the restaurants.
Fine by me.
UTE on Waller Street.
So that's a sushi place, eh?
It's a sushi place.
I like sushi.
Cuban food, and then Cafe 312 last night. So good stuff all the way around. We're actually going to be out tonight. I think I told you we're doing a blues crawl all over Uptown. We'll be talking and talking to artists, talking to people, and we'll bop in and see you. But could you play something else for us, maybe with your banjo?
Yeah.
You got the banjo with us. If you could get the banjo out there, we could play something else here today.
So I'm going to play a blues on the banjo. This came from... A man named Gus Cannon, he's probably King of the Blues Banjo. It's probably an autobiographical song about some of his shenanigans in northern Mississippi and Memphis.
Okay, then.
Said I left Lula, gone to Jonestown. Yeah, I left Lula, gone to Jonestown. Yeah, them Jonestown women, man, make you turn your damper down. I cried Jonestown, too small a burg for me. I cried Jonestown, too small a burg for me. Said I left Jonestown, going back to Tennessee. To Memphis, I laid my banjo down. Yeah, when I got to Memphis, I laid my banjo down. I drunk so much of that good old whiskey, my good girl made me clown. Jonestown. Yeah, I left Memphis, going back to Jonestown. Yeah, them good-looking women, man, sure made me a clown.
Another good one right here on WCRS. You know, this is what it's all about. The blues, it's about the music, it's about the styles. It's keeping and making sure that the old songs are kept right in the mix, too. There's a lot of great new blues out there, but some of this old stuff, you don't want it to get lost,
That's
do
right.
you?
That's right.
And, you know, kudos to you for keeping it alive and keeping those thousands of songs in your brain. I mean, my God, I mean, you must have a brain. Do you ever get mixed up? I mean, I'm just curious, you know, when you're playing something and you start putting something else in there?
Not with lyrics.
Not with
it's
lyrics?
It's been a blessing. I could remember lyrics. I might blow a lick, but not a lyric.
So how long have you been playing? How young are you?
Oh, I've been playing 40-plus years now.
40-plus yeah. years. Okay, I got the figure in my brain. I won't tell them out there.
All right.
All right. Well, this evening, we are going to hear the music of Lightning Wells. He is a real... You are a legend. You are a legend.
How? Why so?
Because you've kept the music alive, because you've been doing all this. I think you're a legend. And I think we're very fortunate to have you right here in Greenwood for this this tour. And I sure hope you're going to have a great time here. And then I hope that you are going to come back and see us again here in Greenwood, maybe for the next Blues Cruise.
All right.
All right. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, see if my other guest is here. If not, I may have to hold over Lightning Wells right here with us. Would you stay with us? Yes, okay, he would. All right, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, Andy, and we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We've heard music on the banjo. We've heard a little guitar. We're going to hear some more. Looks like I'm going to hold over Lightning Wells here with me. So we'll be able to hear some more great music that he's going to play. But if you are interested in learning more about Lightning Wells or like to contact him, he does have a website, LightningWells.com. Lightning, LightnIn, Wells.com. Check him out there and send him an email, or you can probably get some music. You got some CDs with you tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure do.
Sure. So you'll be able to pick up some CDs right there at Buena Vista Cuban Cafe right there on Main Street. So how was your life been? Has it been a good life? Playing and doing all this?
Mm-hmm. It's, everybody just sees the fun part of it, which is playing and stuff. They don't see the hours you spend by yourself riding in the car to get there.
Exactly.
Setting up the equipment. I was talking to people last night. You know, I had to set up all that equipment by myself and load up. I don't have anybody to help me, but I said, yeah, but I don't have to split the check with the band either.
That's true. Yeah.
So that's a good part. The other part is I don't have to have a set list. I can play out of my head.
So you don't have to have it organized so the person with you knows what's
coming
up next.
That's right. Somebody said, I'll have to ask the band if they know this. If I know it, I can play it.
Has anybody ever stumped you with all the music that you know and everything of the old style? Has anybody ever stumped you?
Yeah. Sure, but then I'm going to go check it out and learn something new myself.
Yeah.
I'm curious that way.
So as you study about these, how have you, I know you've met some of these people. Have you met a lot of the people that you have, wanted to learn their music and everything?
Well, a lot of them are dead. They've been dead a long time. It's rare for me to I'll play you a song that I learned from a guy that I learned from him and got to meet him.
Yeah.
The first blues band I worked with is Big Boy Henry, and Gary worked with him a lot, too, in Charleston back in the 1980s. He was from Beaufort, North Carolina, and he was an old-school blues player that could make up a lyric out of his head. I'd start playing, and he'd have this fully formed song just come right out, which I don't think there's many of those anymore that could do that. I worked with a woman named Algie Mae Hinton. She's still alive, but she didn't play much anymore. She's from Johnston County, North Carolina. And her thing was she could buck dance and play the guitar at the same time.
Oh, come on. How do you do that?
Oh, she was good.
She was good. She could keep the guitar from moving while she's dancing with her feet.
Well, then on top of that, this always got the crowd and got a standing ovation. Instead, she'd play the guitar behind her head and buck dance.
Have you ever tried to do that?
In
the privacy of your own home?
It's not impossible. It's just a bit tricky.
It's a bit tricky.
And I've never been a dancer, so just forget that part.
Just forget that part. You stay seated while you're doing this. That's pretty neat. Had you ever thought about writing a book about all these artists and everything?
Oh, no. I've written short things. I wrote something for the state of North Carolina's history thing for young people. Tar Heel Junior Historian. I wrote about the blues in Durham, and I wrote the article about recording in North Carolina for the North Carolina Encyclopedia got published in that.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you like to play some more music for us? I mean, you know, it's Friday afternoon.
Yeah, why not? Talking about, you like classic country, and the first famous American country artist was Jimmy Rogers from Mississippi.
He was.
So he was kind of bluesy, too.
He's kind of short, too.
I like to do one of Jimmy's.
All right, sounds great.
For years and years I rambled, drank my wine and gambled,
But one day I thought I would settle down. I met a perfect lady. She said she'd be my baby. We'd build a cottage down in that old hometown. But somehow I can't forget my good old rambling ways. The railroad trains are calling me always. I may be rough, I may be wild, I may be tough, but that's just my style, 'cause I can't forget my good old rough and rowdy ways. Yodely, 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 yodely. Sometimes I meet a bounder that knew me when I was a rounder. He says, hey, come on, boy, let's have a drink. We go down to that pool room, get in a gang and then the daylight comes before I've had a wink. Somehow I can't forget my good old rambling ways. The railroad trains are calling me always. I may be rough, I may be wild, I may be tough, but that's just my style, 'cause I can't forget my good old rough and rowdy ways. Yodely, 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 yodely.
Bravo, bravo. That was excellent, excellent, excellent. You know, music is just such a universal language, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, you just get to have so much good time. So where are you going next? You got anything planned next? You said you were going to teach.
Yeah, I'm going up to West Virginia next Sunday for a week to Elkins, West Virginia, Davis Dawkins College, for Augusta Blues and Swing Week.
Sounds like fun.
It's always a lot of fun. And then I've come off, get a few days, and I'm flying out to Seattle and do it all over again at their Centrum
Port Townsend
Acoustic Blues Festival.
Wow.
And I've done that one for many years, since they started in 1995. I've got a lot of friends out there.
So you have to take all your equipment with you?
Oh, I have to cut down. I can take more to West Virginia.
Because you drive, to West Virginia?
Uh-huh. And then, I could usually take a guitar and a ukulele on the plane.
The ukulele. How versatile of an instrument is it? I mean, you know, it just seems like such a little thing there.
Yeah. I've worked on that a lot there. And I can play melodies up and down the neck now.
Can you?
Yep.
I mean, you know, who was it that used to play the ukulele?
Well, the ukulele was more popular in the 1920s than guitar during those years, because ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards, and Johnny Marvin, there's a bunch of, and then ukulele wasn't popular during the 30s, the 40s, and then in the 50s, Arthur Godfrey brought back the popularity of the ukulele. And then Tiny Tim kind of ruined the popularity of ukulele in the 60s.
Yeah, there you go. I was thinking of Tiny Tim, yeah. Tiptoe through the tulips, right? Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. And then it's had a resurgence recently.
Do they have more than, do people play in groups of ukuleles? Or
Yeah.
They have the ukulele band or something?
Oh, yeah, in Japan, too. They have a ukulele.
In Japan?
Japan has the ukulele social club, and all these people that work, you know, the high rises get together at lunch and play their ukuleles.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Yeah, there
you go. All right, so, and how about you? You like playing the ukulele? What's your favorite instrument to play?
Oh, whatever I'm interested in at the time.
Okay, I asked you that one question. I thought I might get a different answer this time.
All.
You love them all?
Yeah.
How do you like, are you the harmonica? The harp?
That was my first instrument. That was in the third grade. And I was at a little kid birthday party, and one of the prizes was a harmonica, and I wanted it real bad, and I didn't get it. I was disappointed. And my mom told my grandfather about it. He was an ex-Marine. He said, I'm going to get him a real harmonica. So he got me a Hohner, an old standby harmonica. It cost $3 then, which was a lot of money. And had a little book in it that had when to draw and when to suck. I learned some songs and I played, and as my first instrument.
What did you want to do when you were growing up? Was music always your bent, or did you think you were going to do something else?
Oh, I don't know. Music's always been my bent. I remember when I was a little kid, you know, they said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And that was during the time when everything was about space.
Yeah.
I wanted to be an astronomer. And then when I took some of that in college, I was like, no, that's just too scientific for me. I don't know, when I played harmonica, and then after the Beatles, I had like a little garage rock band with some guys when I was 13 or something. I played harmonica and sang. And,
yeah.
And then after they broke up, I learned guitar, so got more into folk music then. But I already played harmonica, so I learned to play with the rack.
Did you do it both of them at the same time? Yeah,
so when I first learned guitar, I learned to do that. So that comes easy for me. And then, I don't know, I started playing banjo when I was in high school. I learned wrong because I didn't have anybody to show me. But
what did you go to college for?
I got a degree from the University of North Carolina in English literature, which I always loved. I loved to read. And then I went back to school at East Carolina University and got a degree in therapeutic recreation, which is a field I worked in for about 12 years. I worked with old people that had strokes doing recreational activities and things.
Did you teach them any music?
I got to use my music in it. Yeah, that's part of the reason I took that.
That's cool.
I like to play old songs for old folks.
Old songs for old folks. You know, Gail Storm did therapeutic art and used art for that same type of purpose.
Uh-huh.
And then she had played the piano, I think. Then she got a degree in that, worked for hospitals and things doing that, and then got back into her music.
Where does she live in Charleston?
No, actually, she's from New York. She's here at the Blues Cruise this time. Gail
Storm.
Yeah,
I haven't met her. I've seen she played a lot of Gary's events. I assume she was from Charleston or something.
Mm-hmm. No, she's actually from New York.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, from New York. So but she has friends and whatnot in Greenville. So mm-hmm. This is a nice trip to be able to come down here. But y'all probably have a lot to talk about. Well, do you have any other songs you could play for us?
This is one. Piedmont blues is kind of good timey blues compared to the Delta blues, which is a little harsher. And this is an example of some more Piedmont blues called the Ragtime Millionaire. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a rag, I'm a ragtime millionaire. All you little people take it after me, cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. Mr. Henry's gonna buy me a Ford each month. Everybody else gonna take my junk. Gonna put a little sign on it, said in God we trust. You know I don't mean to have no fuss. All you little people take it after me, cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag, I'm a rag, I'm a rag. I'm a ragtime millionaire. All you little people take it after me, cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. Now some of you boys think that I'm gonna be late. Please tell you I got a 98. Now some of you boys think you're gonna catch me last. But all I gotta do is just step on the gas. All you little people take it after me, cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag. Yeah, rag. I'm a rag. I'm a ragtime millionaire. All you little people take it after me, cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. Gonna take my sweetie to the ball tonight. Make all the boys treat her right. Gonna keep her out about half of the night. You know what I mean to have no fight. All you little people take it after me, cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a rag.
I'm a ragtime millionaire. All you little people take a half to me, cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. Every tooth in my head is solid gold. Gonna make them boys look icy cold. I brush my teeth with diamond dust, and I don't care if the bank is bust. All you little people take a half to me, cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a ragtime millionaire. All you little people take a half to me, cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Ragtime Millionaire, I love it. That's a good one. That was also the name of your second CD. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. All right, well, we are here with Lightning Wells. Now, how did you get the name Lightning? I mean, your first name is Mike. Lightning,
right.
Wells.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with music.
It's a deep subject, though.
And that's a young guy, some kind of work detail. I'm being slow. Hurry up, Lightning. Come on, Lightning. I've tried to... People call me Lightning. I tried to get rid of the name before, but it stuck.
It stuck.
Yep.
Okay. All
There's
right.
enough mics, anyhow.
Yeah, there are enough mics out there. And Wells is a kind of common name, too, there, right? So
you have a lot of Wells around here.
Well, it's a pretty deep subject, sir. All right. Well, you are just a delight, and I certainly hope a lot of people are going to be seeing you. Now, the Buena Vista Cuban Cafe is kind of small. Have you seen where it is?
I haven't yet.
Okay. It's right up from Cafe 312. Right. If you were looking at Cafe 312, it would be to the left. And I understand Gary said they were going to put you up in the window again. So you'll be a little window dressing.
Well,
there.
Yeah, window dressing. I was going to say that, too.
So you'll be having a good time right there. And then tomorrow evening or tomorrow afternoon, you're playing on the CenturyLink 10th stage, 3 to 4, we do believe, and at Uchi'i Saturday night. Now, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then I'm going to ask him to play one more song as we finish up here today. He's been so kind to stay with us this afternoon. And don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
My papa leave home, all the kids can play. Know our house is gonna jump like that. We're gonna jump, little children, jump. Jump, little children, jump. We're gonna jump, little children, cause mom and papa's gone. I seen little brother when he climbed the up. He saw mama, papa when they caught that bus. They're gonna jump, little children, jump, jump. Yeah, jump, little children, jump, jump. We're gonna jump, little children, cause mom and papa's gone. Let's jump, 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 jump to jump, and do the jump, 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 jump to jump, yeah, jump, 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 jump to jump. We're gonna jump, 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 jump to jump, gonna jump, little children, cause mom and papa's gone. We'll pay no attention to the brand new rug. Come on, babies, to the hucklebuck. They're gonna jump, little children, jump, yeah, jump, little children, jump. We're gonna jump, little children, cause mom and papa's gone. Let's jump, 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 jump to jump, and do the jump, 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 jump to jump. Hey, jump, 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 jump to jump. We're gonna jump, 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 jump to jump. Gonna jump, little children, cause mom and papa's gone. Let's have a ball, y'all. Attention to him being a preacher. He comes down, we're sure gonna teach you how to jump, little children, jump. Yeah, jump, little children, jump. We're gonna jump, little children, cause mom and papa's gone. Let's jump, jump, jump. Jump to jump and do the jump, 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 jump to jump. Hey, jump, 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 jump to jump. We're gonna jump, 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 jump to jump. Gonna jump, little children, cause mom and papa's gone. We ain't paying no attention to that lady to up. They gave a little drink, she won't cause no fuss. We're gonna jump, little children, jump. Yeah, jump, little children, jump. We're gonna jump, little children, cause mom and papa's gone. Let's jump, 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 jump to jump. We're gonna jump, 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 jump to jump. Yeah, jump, 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 jump to jump. We're gonna jump, 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 jump to jump. Gonna jump with a chitter call. Mom and Papa's gone.
Ah, you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. And that, of course, is the fantastic Lightning Wells right here on WCRS. And he is going to be playing this evening at the Buena Vista Cuban Cafe. I know we've had some requests to be able to get in touch with you, Lightning, so we wanted to make sure that everybody had your website. And Lightning, LIGHTNIN, no G, Wells, WELLS.com. So that's LightningWells.com. No G.
WWW.
There you go. Make sure if you've got a question or something, make sure you get in contact with him. He'd love to talk to you and hear from you. And, of course, if you're out tonight, make sure you stop by the Buena Vista Cuban Cafe tonight, tomorrow afternoon. If you're just sitting there in a daze right there at the CenturyLink stage, he'll be on from 3 to 4, and he'll wake you up, and then he'll be tomorrow night at Uchi'i right there on Waller. Mike, it has certainly been a delight to have you here this afternoon.
I had a good time.
Absolutely. Playing the old stuff that everybody kind of remembers and then we kind of forget about, so it's nice to have it brought back and kept alive. Keep doing the good job you're doing out there.
Thank you.
All right. This is WCRS. That's going to do it for me. Don't forget, this evening, 7 to 9, we'll be sweating hot right down there at the Blues Cruise, bringing you all the music and sounds and people that we can talk to. Also, do want to remind you that T-shirts are in for our First Amendment T-shirts. Come help us go to the RNC, the Republican National Convention. It's a week away. Really could use any assistance. Buying a T-shirt is one way you can help us. They are $20, $25 for extra, extra large. So other than that, all sizes are $20. We may actually bring a few with us down there to the fest. So who knows? If you see us, come over and talk to us. We always love to talk to everybody. That's going to do it for me and Ella right here. Bye-bye, everybody.